This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because, together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This hour brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you have a small business and you are having problems finding a cashier, you need to look at self-checkout. All the big boys do it, Walmart, Home Depot, Costco. And Southwest Point of Sale can come to your business, take a look, and if their program fits your profile, you can be on Easy Street. Doesn't mean all the registers, at least one or two. Call them at 800-540-2149. You sign up with Southwest. If you have any issues, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they are here to assist you. That Southwest Point of Sale, just go to 800-540-2149, 800-540-2149. Also, Alpha Site Logistics. If you're doing an event out in Imperial Valley, you need to give these guys a call. Why? Because they offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. And all the folks out there that administer those regulations accept Alpha Site Logistics. You'll have no problem. Call them at 760-352-8383, 760-352-8383. 8383. Get a quote today, and you can even check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/alphalogistics.com. Well, we got the crew in today. We got Audrey and Ed.
Hello.
Fresh from the desert. And Audrey, you brought a guest in today?
Yes, I'm very excited. My family's in from Denver, Colorado for the holidays this week. And I've got my niece Amy here with me.
Hi, Amy. How you doing? Speak into the mic, and you want to turn it on there, sunshine. There you go. How you doing?
Good.
How you like it in San Diego?
It's nice, and it's actually sunny. It's not cold.
Yeah. Well, we don't. Our idea of cold is 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Your idea of 60 degrees in Denver is warm, right? Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say 60 is like parka temperature for
us. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You do any off-roading in Denver? Or in the outskirts? What do you guys, you have sand or just dirt?
No, just dirt and big rocks.
Big rocks.
Where do you guys go off-roading? Where does your dad take you?
Mostly to the Rocky Mountains because that's the closest.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You do some awesome trails out there, huh?
Does it get cold the higher you go?
No, not really.
The other way around?
Kind of.
Or actually, I was in Moab, Utah, and it was like 46 degrees out.
Burr.
But I wasn't wearing a jacket. It wasn't cold at all. I mean, it's like even though the temperature would make you think, but there was no humidity in that.
There's no moisture.
Cold. There's no moisture.
Yeah, it's a dry cold.
Do you guys run into that as well? Or are you a cold person?
No, she's a cold person.
You get cold all the time?
Yeah.
She was born when it was snowing out, so she has no issues with the snow.
No, you like snow?
Yeah, but I get cold.
Yeah, but that's because your dad doesn't make you shovel it, huh? Or does he?
We just do it for fun. We go outside and just shovel the driveway.
For fun?
Yes. Nobody tells us to.
Do you make stuff like a snowman or a...
Angel. These are all San Diego mentalities. We have no idea what we're talking about because we don't have snow here.
We make snow chairs.
Snow chairs?
And we sit in them with hot chocolate.
You can actually sit in it and it doesn't fall down? I mean, it doesn't collapse?
You pack it down?
Yeah, because the snow is hard.
Sometimes.
You want to say hi to your mom and dad while you're on?
Hello.
Are they listening?
Mom is, for sure.
Yeah.
Dad's probably fishing.
Hi, Wendy.
Oh, he doesn't fish?
No.
Yeah. All right, so you guys were out at the Walmart in the desert, according to the photos you showed me.
It was... was a little bit of chaos.
Looked like Black Friday on out in the desert.
At Oldsmobile, for sure. It was definitely like that.
And that was the only one you've seen. I mean, what about all the other locations?
Oh, yeah. China Wall was huge. The drags were out of control this weekend. I want to do a huge shout out to Dave Black Bag Project. They went out and did cleanups yesterday morning at Oldsmobile. They took 2 truckloads of trash out of Oldsmobile yesterday morning. So, you know, last weekend I kind of bashed us because...
And we're not talking pickup trucks.
No, we're talking pickup trucks.
Oh.
We're talking...
Okay, I was thinking semi-trucks.
No, not trash. Pickup trucks.
It'd be hard to get a semi in there.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to get a semi back in there. It's about a mile back from... And even though it's like a road because it's like a sand highway.
And this is all trash that people could have very simply hauled out themselves.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. This is a bag of chip wrappers.
Candy wrappers.
Yep, candy wrappers.
Beer cans.
Yep, and water bottles, Gatorade bottles. And what really irks me is the glass and having glass bottles out
there.
You know?
It's illegal. You can't have glass out there. And if it breaks, it's down there forever. And tires and feet. A lot of people like to walk barefoot in the sand.
Sure.
And that's the problem.
That's me. I'm a barefoot. I go barefoot everywhere out there.
That's frightening.
It's my connection to the earth.
It feels nice, that sand, that thick, heavy, but loose sand.
That loose sand, yeah. I only had one tiny little scorpion come up out. We were packing up and getting ready to leave, and he was underneath our tent.
Nice.
It was a good weekend, though. Absolutely perfect weather out there.
We had wind on Thursday. I think you said you went Friday.
Yeah, Friday we got out there expecting no wind. The weather said no wind, but it still was a good 20 mile an hour consistent wind on Friday. Saturday was just absolutely stunning and gorgeous.
Wow.
You know, you had a 3 to 5 mile an hour. It was perfect to keep the dust out of it and blowing away. But it was like a constant almost fog, as you would say, because of the amount of dust kicked up from people riding through.
Well, Ocotillo Wells was like that. I was in Ocotillo Wells, and Audrey was in the dunes. And so Thursday, it was pretty hard blowing. Like, you could see the whole region was covered with the dust, and not from off-roaders, but just from the wind
picking
it up. Yeah, there's a distinction. And then on Friday, when the air was calm, we went over to look, and the whole region was filled with dust from the off-roaders, where it just didn't blow away. It just sat there.
Yeah, we got no wind, and it just sits there. Wow.
Yeah, it's not. It's kind of when the wind stops. It seems to, like, usually right at sunset for some reason die down, and we get just a stagnant, and it gets really hard to breathe. And
so, wouldn't you think that the Rangers and all those folks would keep track of all the people that are out there and then report back to the state saying, you know, we may want to think twice about closing these places down because there are a lot of people coming out
here. They do track how many visitors go there. But
wouldn't that make an impact on all these bureaucrats?
This is one of the things that I get, because they can track the weekly passes that are sold, because you can buy a week pass. But there's no way for them to track the annual dune passes for how many people are out there, you know. So you get
they
a
do
rough
estimates.
Ideal,
they go up and take a picture.
It. Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw the little the black hose on the road when you drive over it, bump bump.
Oh yeah,
that's a counter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they get an estimation. They don't know exactly how many people, but you don't need to know exactly when there's 150,000 people out there, whether it's 140 or 160. I mean, you kind of. You need to be in the ballpark, but you don't need to be perfectly accurate.
And this is the biggest weekend, you know. Some people say Halloween because it's a start and it's the go back of it. But
no.
I think Thanksgiving, yeah.
Friday, Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend is the biggest weekend of the year out at the dunes.
Yeah, bigger than Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, the thing about Christmas and New Year is it sort of spreads out. Some people go before Christmas, some after, some
New Year's,
and some on the weekend, and some... So it's sort of spread out more. But that Friday, Saturday after Thanksgiving, it is a madhouse out there.
Wow.
There are so many people.
All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hear your voice saying, won't you ever learn?
Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
She did a good job. You're fired.
She did.
This
totally
segment's brought to you by Wayne Miller Tire, personal tire expert for Audrey Mason. Tell us about Wayne.
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. He's here for any of your automotive needs. If you need an alignment, you need brakes checked, you're stuck on the side of the freeway, give him a call. He's got those mobile trucks that come out and help you wherever you are. If you're on a construction site, you need a regular tire done, semi-truck trailer, you need a tractor tire, you've got Wayne Miller Mobile Tire at 619-596-2800.
What if you're up to your fenders in the sand dunes?
I don't think he would make it out there to help you out.
Like those people we saw yesterday.
I bet he's got a truck that will.
I mean, his trucks more than likely would, because they're F-250 work trucks, but
I bet he's got a, because if I'm not mistaken, he sent a couple of rigs out to bail Mark Maynard out when he rolled a Suburban.
Possibly.
Yeah. So I'm sure he does have vehicles that, you know, because he's really the
Are you talking about at Barona?
No. Out in the desert.
Oh, out in the desert?
Yeah. But he's probably the closest capable off-road recovery towing company.
Oh, no. There's more. There's closer ones out in Imperial.
I hear he does. Yeah, Mark was blown away that they rolled it right up on the wheels. He was just shocked. Oh. Yeah, but Wayne is that kind of guy, and you could get your car serviced. And if you have any tire questions, maybe you don't know what kind of tires to get for whatever application you're looking for, Wayne will sit you down and steer you in the right direction and probably give you the best deal in town.
Yeah, check out the main mechanics, Ricky and Rico. They'll hook you up.
Yeah, there you go. So I guess you could almost say the desert season is now wide open.
It's fully underway. Yeah, absolutely. We had our fun run, which was kind of an entry to the desert. Halloween is a big weekend, people. Right. It's their first trip. And then a week and a half after that, 2 weeks after, we had our big poker run, right, the Lost Lizard Fun. And that was like, okay, everybody's going to the desert.
Well, and off-road equipment vehicle sales have been off the charts.
It's been crazy.
You can't even get... side by sides
and Jeeps. You can't buy Jeeps. They don't have chips to finish them.
Everybody and their brother. Oh, by the way, just a little update. If you're a Ford fan, the Bronco top issue has been resolved and they're back to full production again. So if you were looking to get a Bronco soft top or a hard top, they had a recall on them there. That's been regulated. And it looks to me like the chips are starting to come in.
Vehicles are coming out. Yeah. Notice. Yeah.
New vehicles.
Yeah. My cousin just got a Hyundai and Sonata, and she had to wait for it. Couldn't find them at all. Just arrived. So
They're super few and far between. So with that being said, but yeah, it's going to start. But those are 22s. I don't know. Once they get the 21s on the road, I don't know. It's going to be crazy. I got to find out where the status is on that.
I didn't even realize Bronco was had a recall for the soft tops and the hard tops. What was going on?
Something to do with the fasteners or something. Probably blowing off when you're going down the freeway.
I was going to say, I'm doing 80 and I lose my top on the freeway.
That's usually what they run into. It's just coming off, while in move.
Hopefully nobody got injured.
I want to go back to the folks, and I know the folks that are listening. This is, we're preaching to the choir, but we gotta keep our deserts clean. It's no different than the beach. It's no different than your front yard. It's no different than just driving down the street. You don't throw trash out the window.
I mean, love my trashy friends, the ones that take pride in going and cleaning it up.
But I'm talking about the pig heads that don't.
Because we're in a very large, just like I said last weekend for Glamis, the amount of people that were at the hill, the amount of people that were at the drags, the amount of people who went out to China Wall and drove to China Wall.
It was probably a small amount of trash.
It was a large amount of trash.
You think it was large for the group or larger?
No, it's the amount of people that are just blatantly ignorant, disrespectful,
all know who you are. So don't sit there and look around and look to the left and look to the right. If you're the one dropping trash, throwing trash, then you know who you are. Yeah. I mean, even the motorcycle community packs it in and packs it out, right?
Yeah. We have our annual dunes cleanup, which is the 24th annual dunes cleanup. SDRC has partaked for 17 years, is what I got. Norm Ritter, one of our past vice president, Norm, said he's been doing it for at least 17 years at Gordon's Well and covering that side of it. So the El Centro Chamber of Commerce is the one that usually sets it up and puts it on. Charlotte Teeters, and she unfortunately has fourth stage cancer and isn't doing very well. So our hearts go out to you, Charlotte. Thank you for everything that you've done this year. She usually pulls a grant and gets, you know, a grant to put this on and then, you know, does all the paperwork. So SDRC has coordinated because when we found out at Sand Sports Super Show that she wasn't going to be able to coordinate and put it on, you know, we instantly sent the information over to the Bureau of Land Management, Neil Hamada, who's a supervisor out there, and we started the paperwork for it. And then we reached out to everybody that we possibly could. I mean, we talked to ASA while we were at Sand Sports, Glamis Veterans while we were at Sand Sports, and then the last week of the Rebel, that Saturday of the Rebel, I went around and I talked to Glamis Beach Store, Glamis Black Bag Project, Boardmanville, Daddy's Famous Foods, Dune and Destroy, Desert Whips, and Polaris. And we're all teaming up together to put this on in January. It's going to be January 15th, 2022, Martin Luther King weekend. It is a fee-free weekend, so you don't have to purchase a Dune pass if you don't have your annual pass. And you buy the $50 weekly passes. You do not have to get a weekly pass for Martin Luther King weekend. Saturday, January 15th, we'll be out there from 8 to 12. And we're going to have all four corners set up and stationed. Dave's going to talk to Travis Coyne, see if we can get Coyne to cover Buttercup. So I'm really hoping Coyne Power Sports steps up and we'll go over to Buttercup and Gordon's and help cover over there. Then SDRC, our group, will be over at Gordon's, our group that's usually there. And then you have Gecko Road and Glamis Flats Vendor Row. So they're going to be set up behind the beach door.
So let me ask you a question. If somebody was thinking or been listening to this and they were thinking, wow, you know, I own a business, I would like to sponsor a cleanup.
That we are in desperate
need.
What
kind of money
now
are you looking at?
Because we don't have the grant money for this, and because we usually get the grant money for this.
Right. Let's just say somebody wanted to write you a check.
They usually account for the shirts. The shirts alone cost $10,000.
Right.
So it's just a memorable event shirt that has all the sponsors listed on it and everything. And they usually buy 1,000 shirts for each of the locations. Small, medium, large, extra large, 2XL, 3XL. And then those are given away for free.
Right.
If you partake in it, you get an event shirt. And that alone is $10,000.
Okay.
Let alone we usually provide food and water and then raffle prizes. But because we're low on funds, we have a Tread Lightly has given us the $1,000 BFG Trails, Outstanding Trails grant. Mm-hmm. So we got our $1,000 grant to work with. That's going to cover the water alone for us providing water to the volunteers.
So you're looking $20,000-$30,000.
Yeah, generally.
Roughly,
yes.
And it is a tax write-off.
It is a tax write-off.
So if you're
completely
out there and you're a business owner, or if you have a string of stores, you know, like Four Wheel Parts, Off-Road Warehouse, those types of companies.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm telling you, folks, if we ever get to a point where the government figures out a way to close this all down, you might as well shut your stores down because no one's going to buy any off-road anything if there's no place to go.
Yep. No trails, no sales. It's one of my favorite sayings.
Yeah. And if you really want to make an impact to the government and the Rangers and Border Patrol and all that, they got to see that we're involved. They got to see that we are trying to do everything we can to help them.
I basically
maintain
have
that territory.
Up until Christmas, I can add your business onto the letter of agreement with the Bureau of Land Management. So the Bureau of Land Management knows that you are an interested party for that part of the desert. So right now I have the 13 businesses that I just read off, the club, the different clubs and businesses that have partnered together for this cleanup. So even though I did the paperwork for it, I submitted each of those businesses and clubs, ASA, Corva, Glamis Black Bag Project, Glamis Veterans, Glamis Beach Store, Boardmanville, Daddy's Famous Foods, all in under the same letter of agreement, which is basically our quote-unquote permit for to compete this event. And then I have event insurance, SDRC, because we put on desert cleanups and events. So I have them all listed as additionally insured under our insurance as well, so we can put on this event. Right. And I have up until December 25th to add any businesses onto it. And what that does is we're working with the agency in charge of this area. So we're working with the El Centro Bureau of Land Management office, and it's making them aware of all of the interested parties and businesses. And the more businesses, the more people that we have out there, the better the numbers, the better it looks in the long run for us. You know, you have more people that want to save that area and are willing to be active in that area. And that's the key part, is active in that area. You know, you need to be active in your community. You need to step up, speak up and keep it open. Or shut up when it gets closed, because let me tell you, if we keep trashing it the way that it is, when you go out and you want to party Saturday night and you want to party all night long at the Hill Saturday night and you just leave your trash, that's so disrespectful and just irresponsible.
We definitely don't want to hear you crying.
No, because you can look at, I mean, I talked about it last weekend. What was it, 10 years ago, 2004, 2005, it was chaos back there. They shut them down. Every hill, Comp Hill, Sunset Hill, you know, Oldsmobile, the drags, they shut them down and they policed them. And they had specific rangers there and they would write you tickets for being out there. So, you know, you like going and having your fire at the hill, take out your trash and clean it up with you when you leave, because it's so much easier to pack it in and pack it out than it is to go back after once the sand's blown over and it's half buried and it's half, you know, and people are like, oh, it's already there. I'm just going to leave it. You know, it's really sad. It's very devastating to see. I want to say that it's more, you know, the 2-5%, and it's, you know, 95% of us actually do that. But going out on these huge weekends where you've got 150,000 people out in Glamis for the weekend, and you're going to the hill, and there's 500 people in their side-by-sides, you know, 500 vehicles at the hill lined up, you know, going up and down the hill, it's chaos. And
2% is like 20 people, and if 20 people dump their trash, that's a lot of trash.
Yeah.
Well, so just the way the numbers fall, it's sad.
Crazy. All right, we're going to take one more break. This is STORC. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
The segment is brought to you by PRMI Mortgage. You in the military? Looking to do a refi? Well, I'll tell you what, Chris Wiley is the man. He can do it all. He can do reverse mortgages. He can do, he can refinance. He can help you with any finance information. And the phone number is
619-733-0-722-1313.
There you go. Also, if you want to stay on top of what's going on out in the desert, San Diego Off-Road Magazine, SSORM.com. Steve and Sherry have been doing it since the 80s, and they are the one-stop shop when it comes to what's going on out in our Imperial Valley. You can put your vehicle on there if you're trying to sell a buggy or a bike. Equipment, or if you're looking to buy, that's where everybody goes. Plus, our good buddy Ed writes a couple articles per issue. There's contests. I mean, it's just really a fun. You can get it online. You can still get it in hard copy, but go to SSORM.com, sign up, and you will be totally, totally informed. All right, so we're talking about, you know, 2022, and I think we need to have a new attitude about 2022, and that means we need to I know everybody in the off-road community that works hard, works really, really, really hard. But we got to work harder.
Yep.
Because, you know, the administration and in Sacramento really don't want you in the desert. They really, really don't. They don't even want you on the sand. They don't want you in Imperial, I mean, Pismo Beach. They just really want to keep you at home.
They don't want you at Carnegie.
Nope, they don't want you at Carnegie. And if you don't believe it, all you have to do is get SNS Magazine and all that information's in there. Because I don't even care what their motivation is. It's just the fact that that's what they're trying to do. They want to shut down. And that's a trickle-down effect because all the off-road vehicle companies, everybody that sells buggies, everybody that maintains them, all that's going to go away if they get their way. And we haven't even talked about the environmental aspect of it. I mean, they've already wiped out two strokes, right, Ed? Yep.
They are no longer going to ever be allowed on public land. New ones from 22 forward.
Right.
You'll never see another new two-stroke legally on public land.
And that has happened here in California. And if you don't think it's not going to move its way east, then you are sadly, sadly mistaken.
Nope, because we set precedents. What happens
here in California emission law
precedence.
Started here.
Yeah.
We started with a 49-state car and a California car.
Yep.
Now everybody's a California car. And it's going to happen in the off-road community. It's going to happen in the buggy community. You're not even going to say you find an old Toadster and you want to get it running and you go to register it. You're not going to be able to register it because it's gas powered and it doesn't meet the standards.
Yep.
So you've got lawn yard sitting on your front yard. So, but unless we change these things, unless we make an impact, and don't just sit there on your couch watching the football game today.
No.
Thinking that, oh, well, I don't need to get involved. I don't even do off-road. Well, what about somebody in your family? What if your grandson or what if your granddaughter?
Well, think about it this way. You drive your vehicle to get to where you want to go hiking. You drive your vehicle to get your horse to where it needs to go. You want to go shooting. You want to go fishing. You want to go rock climbing. You want to enjoy the outdoors in any way, shape, or form. Let me tell you, you're not walking from your house to the trail. Right. You're going to drive to a certain part of the trail and then get out and walk and hike and go explore where you want to go.
But when it's gone.
Yeah, but what about
it doesn't come back?
Our grateful military that has, you know, lost limbs overseas and comes back over, and then now there's nowhere for them to go.
And that's therapy.
Where's wheelchair access that is accessible? Are you telling me that wheelchair person that's created an off-road vehicle with big old tires and they've spent thousands of dollars upgrading their wheelchair so that they can get out to the beach and they can get to where they have to go?
Lawn art.
One of the things that I saw, I think it was Jim Sooty, from Friends of Oceana Dunes that posted it. I think it was Jim anyway. But one of the things that I saw last week online, maybe it would have been the Beach Ride Drive Girls, but they was like, okay, so you have a wheelchair access person. You have to park out here on the beach. Now you have to get that person to where they have to go. So you have to maneuver their wheelchair down to the beach to get them set up. Then you have to walk back out to your car. You have to get your chairs, your blanket, your snacks, and whatever else. That's two or three trips in itself down to the beach and back. And then say you get down to the beach and you're there, and now your wheelchair person has to go to the bathroom, and you got to hike them all the way back out to go to the bathroom and then all the way back in, when you could have had been in your vehicle at Oceana Dunes and driven right down to the beach and it's one fell swoop and you've got everything there. You got your chairs, you've got your table, you've got your, you know, food for the day or whatever, and that's one swoop for that person to get out and get in their wheelchair and be on the beach.
Right.
You know? And so to me it's you know, access for all, equal access for all.
Right.
The other thing is, where else in the state of California can you actually camp on the beach? You can't camp anywhere.
No.
It's illegal for you to throw your sleeping bag down.
Right.
It's illegal for you to go down
It'll be that way out the desert here pretty soon if we don't watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. And with the crowds that we had here for Thanksgiving, out in the desert.
I had a friend send me a picture, an Octia Wells, and there's,
I don't think anybody can see it,
a mic on the top of the bathroom. Now, Ed, why does Octia Wells have microphones on the bathrooms? No,
microphones or speakers?
No, microphones. Listening.
Oh, to you go to the bathroom?
Talk conversations, because there's a little shade structure right there next to it, so you can hang out and stop for the day.
I don't know why. So,
I don't know what that is. Send me that picture. I'm going to ask
Steve. And it has
a
wire.
Friends with the superintendent of Ocotillo Wells.
It has cables that go to that solar panel. So it has full
power
to power whatever it's transmitting. And it has a little transmitter on the top of it. So why do the bathrooms in Ocotillo Wells? Now, I know that they're going to tell me, oh, this is the noise regulation, noise mitigation. We've had a lot of complaints of people over 10 p.m. after 10 p.m. of
there's a noise rule out there?
And unfortunately, there is.
Well, after... Yeah.
After 10 p.m., right?
Yeah, they have quiet time.
You have quiet time.
So they're going to
ban. So is this for that?
So they're going to ban chili?
Are you really telling me that there's going to be a ranger that's going to be out there at 10 o'clock? I mean, I'm pretty sure that they,
they
don't work all night.
Are they going to ban chili?
I don't know.
Well, because if you're in the outhouse, you've ate chili all day, so there'll be no chili allowed in the desert. So don't. They will check.
They'll
all
be checking
your,
you as you come in.
That's
the road.
Right. Did you bring any chili?
Is there
in?
Any chili in your cooler?
Because the flat-toed lizard has a heart attack when people go in.
Flat-toed horned lizard.
So Ed last weekend hadn't heard about my Oceano Dunes dust particle counter. Test stations.
You thought the test stations were getting moved to Ocotillo Wells.
I've heard it. I've heard it from two separate people that they're being moved down to Ocotillo Wells. And
Ed would be the one to ask.
Well, he called the superintendent.
I called Steve Quintararo.
And what'd Steve say?
He denied. He says, I don't know anything about those come into my park.
My park?
The park that he manages.
But he calls it my park. That's good. I like that.
I said that.
He's been there for a long time.
But I like the fact that he considers it his park. That means he cares.
He cares about us.
He's an off-roader.
He likes us. He's not against us. He works for the state. So he is inside of this bureaucracy that doesn't like us. But he's a small part that does. So within the bureaucracy, he does what he can for us. So he said, I don't know anything about the dust monitoring equipment from Oceano coming down here. It could be that they are coming. No one has told me about
it. Right.
So that's possible.
But he's kind of the top of the chain. So would he even know?
He should know.
Well, he'd be the first to know.
He's not the park superintendent. He's the district superintendent.
But he would be the first
to
know.
So he has four parks.
Yeah, he would know. Because he has to facilitate.
I don't think he would know.
There's people
above that would know. I think the lower... park employees, state park employees.
They would know.
I think they would know, because I think they would be the ones that are the paperwork pushers that get the paperwork
or the
first
people
that
understand
where it's coming.
Yeah, they go get that thing.
Yeah,
go box them up and send them down to
Wells. No.
That's how they may not know officially, but they know, okay, box that thing up and ship it over to Ocotillo.
But if you're, okay, so put yourself in his place. If you knew those were coming and no one told you, how upset would you be?
I'd be furious.
Then I don't think that's a reality, because I'm sure that they're all...
Guy's in the loop.
That's what I'm saying.
He's
meetings.
A district superintendent. There's not that many district superintendents.
Right.
He's a big guy down
and
there.
And they're going to tell
I think he
him,
would know.
They're going to tell
but I don't
him,
know for sure.
They're going to... That's true.
And he's probably going to be asking, so maybe I need to call back in a week
I
and
would
just
call
say,
back.
Hey, by the way, did you check into that? Did you know anything?
By
maybe?
The way, why is there a microphone on the bathroom over off Holly Road?
Right. I want you to send me that picture. And I'm going to forward that to him and just say, hey, what is that on top of the restroom?
And why does it have a cable connected to the solar
It's
panel?
Interesting. I don't know what they're
Well, the cable's
monitoring.
To power it. That's what that is. But where's that transmission?
But what do they need? What is that thing? It looks like a microphone, but what is it? We don't know what it is. Interesting. Yeah.
Well, and you know.
Hopefully no one will break it off.
But the answer will be the key. You know, if it's a no comment, that's not good. Same thing.
And
with
if
the
it's
equipment.
Noise well, then, mitigation, explain to me, please. What noise are we mitigating here?
Use my statement.
You really think that the muffler on my dirt
on your
bike?
Your Toadster.
Yeah. I got a pit bike that we took the baffled out, and it just sounded gnarly. My little cousin just did. He just took it out and showed.
Why
me.
Why do
like,
people think motorcycles should be loud?
I don't. He said it sounded so bad
people
with the baffle out of it. Yeah.
So people
could be annoyed and hate you.
Well, I don't know. You know, to be honest with you, I'm going to go fall back on the Harley-Davidson loud exhaust mentality.
Loud pipes save lives.
Loud pipes save lives.
I counter that loud pipes lose rights. It just pisses people. They get mad. That's how you end up with safety checks, smog tests. That's how you end up with, okay, well, we can't have this noise anymore. We're going to have to do something. So they do something right. that we would rather they didn't do. So we need to police ourselves. A little bit of noise out of the tailpipe is one thing. Some of those bikes, you can't have a conversation if you're 100 feet away.
Some of the sand cars, too, let's face it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a different. You go out to the dunes, you're going to put up with a little bit of noise.
Well, okay, that just makes no sense. You're going to put up a little bit of, you're going to put
you're
up.
What's about the difference the between Glamis streets? And Ocotillo Wells, please? Well, what's the difference in the desert?
Well, he said Harley.
I mean, aside from terrain.
Well, no, but that was
brought
just.
Brought up Harley. Yeah, so, like, street legal stuff, you should be quiet.
Well,
out
of course.
The desert,
I was talking about the desert. And
yeah.
Out in the dirt, it's, dirt you know, every decibel for itself.
Every yeah. decibel.
I don't care if you're loud out there. Okay.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break because we got a lot more to talk about on STORC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
And what's your name?
Amy.
So, folks, if you ever want to hire her to say the answer, she's $300 an hour. So, just remember that. This segment is brought to you by the Bug People, K&J Termite and Pest Control. Tell them about them.
Kelly and Justin, Termite and Pest Control, they're here for any of your pest control needs. If you've got termites, you've got subterranean termites, fungus damage, dry rot, or you're just looking to have your ants killed, give them a call at 619-443-7.
I like my ant. Why would I kill my ant? But at least I've got somebody that can do it. K&J, got an ant you don't like? Call them up.
Yeah, Justin was just at my house killing my ants.
Did he kill your aunt?
He did.
Poor thing. Just didn't get you the right Christmas present, did she?
She'll know better next time.
She'll know better. Well, there won't be a next time. So, anywho, we're just sitting here chatting. Amy's visiting from lovely Colorado. She's from the Denver area, and she's out here. Did you take her off-roading?
My 11-year-old niece. No, they didn't get to go out with us this time. They don't have that much time. And no. Even though we only went out for Friday and Saturday because I had a committee meeting to put on.
You didn't take her with
we
you?
We didn't take them. No, they had other things that they had to do
more
in town,
fun so. Stuff?
Yeah, they had to stay
would they
in
go to the Woolly Bear Show or something?
I think it was more family.
Family?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we had a meeting at Boardmanville.
How'd
Boardmanville is a small cafe. It's right on the east side of the railroad tracks.
Bar.
Very close to the dunes. And just like a mile south.
Can you get to it on the asphalt? Can you get to it on
no,
the asphalt?
No, it's about a mile of dirt. But it's yeah. a very any car could get there. It's a smooth dirt road.
It's a graded road.
And it's a neat place. They have nice music, food and drinks, and a lot of friendly people hanging around.
Yeah, Fern's Barbecue had pulled pork sandwiches, and then they smoke pizzas and smoker.
Oh, wow.
They have a little food station, and it's a fun place to hang out. There's like probably $1,000, $1 bill stapled to the walls with little notes on them.
You know, that'd be a fun place to Audrey call was here. Guy Fiera.
Yeah.
For Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
No. Well, they only offer like one thing, and it's the smoked pizza. But unfortunately, the gold mine is right down the street, and they actually just polluted all the underground water.
Oh,
so
nice.
So they had to shut the kitchen down. They can't actually offer food out of there. So it's literally just Fern's Barbecue's pulled pork sandwiches and the smoked pizza right now, and that's it. Because
I'm sure Guy Fiera would still eat all of the above with no problem.
Yeah.
So it's a fun place. They have helicopter rides. You want to fly over the dunes? I think it's $60 for a short ride and $120 for a long one.
It's 90. It's 90 for a long one where you go from basically Glamis. They take you out to the drags. You hit swing set. You go basically almost all the way down to Gordon. So then circle back around over the camps and stuff.
And what fun on a big weekend to go out there.
Have you done it?
I have not. My husband got to do it last year, last season. But I did not get to do it.
Audrey wanted to.
I was very upset over that. I asked him. We were there for 3 days. I asked him every single day, you want to go on the helicopter ride? Can we go on the helicopter ride? He's like, I don't want to go. But then they went down to go have a beer at Boardmanville. And a friend of ours
bought everybody helicopter rides. Aww. And he's like, well, no choice. I already paid for you. You have to go. But I was already left at 6 a.m. to head to the radio station. So I left to head home, and they went over there that day at like 11 or 12. And while I was on the radio, he was flying.
I'm up here, and as you were heading to radio, he flew over in waves. Saying, hi, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
Wish you were here.
I still haven't made it on Opticopters or Opticopter yet, so I'm a little bit bummed about that. But they do every weekend offer helicopter rides over Glamis. It doesn't have to be a big weekend.
And that's not super expensive either, to be honest with you.
Nope, it's not super expensive. Those guys have a great time.
How big
doing
a chopper is it?
It's not a big chopper. It fits three. It fits three people.
Oh, three.
Yeah, it fits three people in it. So two people in the back and the one driver, and there's weight limits on it. You cannot be over 250.
I went over to their table and asked them if they would donate a helicopter ride as a raffle prize for the cleanup that we're hosting.
And?
They said they'll bring it to the boss because the boss was not at the table. The boss was
flying
in the helicopter.
Yeah.
Flying the helicopter.
So it would be great if we could, if we can get, I'm sure that they would support. I'm sure all of the vendors on Vendor Row were going to get some. Glamis Black Badge said that he would go to all the vendors in Vendor Row, and everybody would partake and be a part of it. So that's huge.
You know what you got to do? You need to go to either San Diego State, UCSD, or any of the Nazarene College. Go find the head counselor and find somebody that does marketing and media or marketing and offer them an internship just to work for you guys.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
And they pay for all the medical. They pay for all that. And you don't have to pay anything. But you just have
to give them work.
You just give
them work. Even like a junior college, Mesa.
Or a junior college. Anybody that's got a marketing.
That's a really good idea.
Anybody that's got a marketing department, and you go to the counselor, and then you go to the teacher and say, give me your top guy or top girl.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's
great.
A great idea. We should talk about that.
I'm full of
it. If we could find somebody to really. Do some of the work that is hard for us to do during working hours.
I know. And I think that, like we talked off air about reaching out to the businesses, like Jeep dealerships.
Yes.
Right now, with inventory starting to kick back in again, these people are looking to, and they haven't been really doing any advertising other than a little bit of TV.
No,
because they haven't had any inventory.
The Southern California Jeep rep, Doug, who was out for our event, they created their commercial from our event. We just got permission from the Bureau of Land Management to use that commercial.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good commercial.
That's a really good one. He was thoroughly impressed by the event that we put on and how many people were out there and what we did. He's like, you have Jeeps backing. So, we just have to reach out to him
and let him know. Let's just do a midweek interview with him.
Yeah, that would be great.
Let's strike while the iron's hot, because now he's... you've got him all excited about it. Now let's reach. You'll circle back. In fact, if you have all his contact info, send it to me, and I'll do that.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Yeah,
but yeah, because that's what it's going to take. The only way, instead of the nine people at SDORC that do all the work, we got to start finding more people on the outside ring that can participate as well.
Oh yeah, we need more people to step up for sure. One of our biggest things is actually having people. Volunteer. At show up.
Right.
A lot of people say, there's a lot of talk that goes on, but actual.
And we can appreciate you being busy. We can totally appreciate you being busy. We appreciate things happen, things come up, but the only way we're going to get this thing done is, to participate.
Yeah.
So what's the next event coming up in the realm of SDORC?
That's a good question. There's a few different things that I'm going to be going to and doing. One of them is Red Bull's putting on a race in Glamis on December 11th, a side-by-side race. So if you have anybody can enter it, because they have like the regular, they have sportsmen, they've got the pro, they've got the veteran class. They'll have different classes. So anybody who wants to partake in it can go partake in it. Red Bull's putting on a race on December 11th. So I'll be out for the day for that out of Glamis.
Go as media.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go try and get Red Bull to get more involved.
Well, you need to get Red Bull to sponsor the show.
On. That's what I'm looking for.
But you need to go out as media. And you need to hook up with the media people and.
Yeah, because they'll have some media people out there for
sure. In fact, they were just at Glen Helen doing the rally cross.
Yeah.
What that?
The same weekend.
Ooh, they had that at Glen Helen.
December 11th is the UTV.
Like on the truck track, and yeah, who knows what else? They jump those cars.
Oh, they jump the heck out of them.
Yeah, they do.
They're going nuts.
Yeah, it was really good. We're very and
did you go watch?
I was on TV. Kurt Busch. I mean, Kyle Busch was there. You know, a lot of NASCAR guys are starting to do this. And that's because of Kyle Larson. Because Kyle Larson won the championship this year. And it's because he plays in the dirt all the time.
Yep.
And all the other guys are starting to say, that's an edge. He's got an edge on us. So now they're all starting to do it.
Isn't that crazy? I think it would have started before that with Robbie when Robbie did.
Well, because Stewart.
Yeah. And Tony Stewart. Yeah, because TRS Smoke. Yeah, he...
AJ Foyt used to play in the dirt a lot. And mm-hmm. a lot of them didn't.
Yeah.
You know, that's how Bondurant got his name to fame, because when all of the NASCAR guys would start to run, you know, not in the dirt, but start doing road courses, they all went to Bondurant because they didn't know how to go left and right.
We took one of our friends out, we've known for the last couple of years since she moved out here. She's a Texan who moved out here, Dawn Killian, and she had never played in the dunes she's just learning off-road the last 5 years, and she has never driven in the dunes. So we took her out to Olds yesterday, and we just took her through some uh-huh. small dunes just to get duning in on the way out to
I rode with her. She was a little nervous.
Yeah, she's not used to manipulating nervous. The vehicle like
step
that.
On it.
You got to get used to the. Yes, it's all about ground speed. You have to keep your ground speed.
You
got to
put your
and
foot in.
And she drove a clutch, so she smoked. I'm surprised her clutch didn't catch fire.
She kind of got stuck.
Bad.
Got in a position where she was in trouble. And
what was she driving?
Stopped.
A Jeep.
Stick shift Jeep. Two door.
I think hers is like an 04 or an 05 or 14. Something. Oh, hers is a 14?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's a newer one. It drives pretty nice.
Did she rename it?
She has 35s.
Did she rename it Smokey?
No. Hers has, what is it? It's a Prince. It's a Prince name to it. But
she calls it Prince.
It's totally different. Yeah, Prince Zuzu, I think. She totally has, you know, it's a whole different experience when you're driving out there. And when you have it, it gets you into another aspect of being more prepared for different situations. You know, when you're sliding in the snow, it's almost the same as sliding down a dune hill.
That's right.
You know, and being able to be in control.
Our friend put her in his Jeep, Cam's Jeep, and he went up Oldsmobile Hill with her in it. And that was a big thrill.
She screamed all the way up and all the way back.
I think both
Become
ways.
A member of SDORC. Support those that support your sport.
Yep. All right, stay tuned. Responsibly Armed Radio coming up next. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. Hang on if you're tagging along, because we'll be doing this till 6 in the morning. Nothing wrong with going all night long. Tough to put the brakes on, doesn't matter. Get up, go out, me and all my friends, we drink up, we fall down.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.